you want to be made whole. Well, that's what property insurance is for. And so good lady, who is the former deputy insurance commissioner of the state of Florida, now operates an independent business and insurance consulting firm named Lisa Miller, gave us some advice in advance of the storm, and she returns now to give us some post-storm information as well. Lisa Miller, welcome back. How did you fare in the midst of the storm?
Thank you. We did well. We have no power, but no damage. I'll take it. Not a, you know, we can live with that. And so many people in the neighborhoods, I rode around yesterday and spoke to just, neighbors are talking in the yard. They're cleaning up all the pine straw. We're a resilient town. We're going to be fine.
Okay, but if people do find that there was some damage to the property and they have to call their carrier, you had mentioned yesterday that we are experiencing some delays in that right now. So, my gosh, what do you do?
Well, a lot, it's all over the map, just depending on, you know, how many policies and how many crises there are. I'm noticing call times, you know, short as 50 seconds to maybe 6 or 8 minutes. So it's not a delay. It's just, it's not going to be instantaneous. It's 6 or 8 minutes means a lot. I just want to tell the listening audience that if they're, you know, sometimes sitting on the phone for 6 or 8 or maybe 10 minutes may seem burdensome, but remember, there's a lot of people that are calling in. You will get a claim number. The adjusters are dispatching where they just opened Interstate 10. So a lot of the adjusters are staging here in Tallahassee and will head west. 10 is open, which is a wonderful thing. So, you know, patience is the word of the day. If you have extreme damage, I was at a home yesterday with a tree in it. Several vendors came to the front door willing to help. We screened those vendors and selected one, and the tree's been removed and a tarp has been placed. So do what you would do, using a lot of common sense to protect your home, being safe, not to climb on a roof if you're not experienced at doing that, Tom.
All right, but there are sometimes folks who come out purporting to be vendors who perhaps have more, shall we say, nefarious purposes in mind. So how do you determine one from the other? Someone comes by and says, oh, I see your roof is messed up. My roofing company can fix it. Here, sign the contract. Give me some money. We'll get started on Monday. What do you do?
Thank you for asking that, Tom. There's a very dangerous document in the marketplace right now that some vendors are using. And across the top of it, it will say assignment of benefits. Well, it will have language in the contract that is typically just one page that says, I hereby assign all of my insurance policy to this vendor. Do not sign that document. You never want to relinquish your policy rights to anyone. They're yours. Other documents I saw yesterday are called a work authorization. Those are perfectly permissible, and they make sense. They'll say, I, as the homeowner, am authorizing XYZ tree removal company to do this work, and that tree removal company will work with my insurance company, but I retain all my rights. So I cannot stress it enough, Tom. When someone signs an assignment of benefits, it becomes a license to steal. And that's not a good thing. And some folks are using it, and I'm warning against signing it.
Lisa, this is Lynn, the news director. I have a question, a follow-up question for you, because right now, Florida, we're in a fight over assignment of benefits, right? So you have the insurance side who says, don't sign this, and then you have advocacy groups who say, yes, well, but my insurance company, you know, shorted me on work, or, you know, this actually cost more than the repair that they authorized. Is there a middle ground in this battle of assignment of benefits? Because this happens every time a natural disaster occurs, and you know, we heard about it last legislative session. We're probably going to hear about it more this session.
So think about this, Lynn. Think about this. Insurance claims have been paid, I'm almost 60 years old, for years, 40, 50, 60 years, as long as I've been in the business, 30 years. We never had assignments, and claims got paid every day. All of a sudden, in the past 4 or 5 years, this little document has ingrained itself in the claims paying process. So we've never had to use it before, and then all of a sudden it's become the holy grail to get a claim paid. The real driver here is the fact that that assignment becomes a lawsuit. And the laws in Florida allow legal fees to be paid in lawsuits. So there's a list of about a dozen lawyers that have been published that have the most lawsuits filed against insurance companies in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And every time a lawsuit is filed, an insurance company has a choice. Pay the check, pay the fees, pay the attorney fees, write the check, we call it an economic gun, or get sued, and who knows what you'll be charged. And every time that cash register rings, yours and my rates go up.
Well, we are going to see that really get to the fore, as Lynn said, Lisa, during the upcoming legislative session. That is going to be a battle royale for sure. But another thing, someone comes along and they say, I'll take care of you, I'll fix you up, just give me half now and half upon completion of the work. Is that also a red flag?
You know, it is, Tom. Use your common sense. If there's a vendor standing at your door and they're asking you to sign anything, my recommendation is you read it out loud. It's amazing what you hear when you read documents out loud. If they're asking you for money and you don't have it, call your insurance company and say, I have someone standing here. They want upfront cash payment. What do I do? In other words, the phrase that speed kills, that's the truth. When you do things quickly, waiting an hour is not going to make a big difference to sort things out, Tom. That's my advice. Don't give anybody any money. Don't sign anything that you're not certain, that doesn't give away your rights. And work with your insurance company versus assuming that they're not going to do right by you.
Okay.
And Lisa, I have one final question. This is Lynn again. You said that vendors just showed up at your door. You didn't request any estimates, did you? They just popped up? And is that normal?
They're canvassing neighborhoods, Lynn. Yesterday I was in Killarn, just driving around, stopped by my friend's house who had a tree, go through the roof. She had five vendors knock on her door the 3 hours I was there with her. I live in the east part of town and sit on my front porch a lot as I'm on the phone and working. And there were four huge trucks with, you know, tree removal, water removal, just driving to the neighborhood very slowly looking for work.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying be careful who comes to your front door, Lynn. Your friends come to your back door. Those you don't know come to your front door.
Got it. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa Miller, independent business consultant and insurance expert, joining us here on our special edition of Perspectives. And Lisa, don't be a stranger. Anytime an insurance issue comes up, we always enjoy talking to you. And thanks for sharing that information with us this morning.
You folks do great work, and we appreciate you educating the world. Have a good day.
You do the same here.